Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining Trump Support Nation. Once again, this is your host, Charles Ambergy. I appreciate all the support on the recent podcast and on this one. So, guys, I made a new Twitter. Please go check that out. That helps me out more than you guys imagine. You can go to Trump Support Nation or at MAGANation45. And on there, you can also, if you would like to be on the show, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you would like to write questions in that you would like me to answer, you can do that on there as well. So please go ahead and do that if you have any questions, or if you would like to follow the page and keep up on all the new content coming. So today I'm going to try to keep this one just a little short. I have a lot to do today. I'm going to try to keep this one a little short, but I have a few headlines that I just had to go over you guys with. I had to go over it with you guys. So first is, I see this big storyline, bombshell everywhere. So there is a bombshell report coming out of Washington. And no, it is not coming out of the White House or Capitol Hill. It is from the Redskins. So guys, as you know, very recently, just within the past few weeks, there's been a lot of all these people. Everybody is saying, oh, we got to take the name of the Redskins away. All of a sudden, nobody in America liked the name of the Redskins. They have to change their name. It's racist and all these things. And actually, I think the Redskins spoke on this and said that they were going to change their name. They just did not know what they were going to change it to. So there was all this big news everywhere about it. Well, yesterday I see this big story. 15 female ex-Redskins employees allege sexual harassment, bombshell report says. So there were 15 former female employees who worked for the Redskins organization who have now stepped forward and said that they were all sexually harassed or assaulted in the Redskins facility. And basically they are saying that they stayed at their jobs. They were making good money and they wanted to keep their jobs. And apparently, higher up people in the organization said if they said anything at all that they would lose their jobs immediately. Now, guys, before I read a few things off on this, I do want to say to you guys, I want to know what you guys think on this situation. So please go to @MAGANation45 on Twitter and please let me know what you think on this. Because here's my view, okay? This could very well be some put together, orchestrated, some kind of BS scam. This could be, and I'm not saying that it is. If this really happened, if all the sexual harassment and assault that these ladies say happened, if this happened, then I hope that the people can be brought to justice. I hope that justice is served to the fullest extent on this situation, if that's true. But it just seems a little fishy to me. There's a lot of things that seem weird here to me. This happens all the time, and then afterwards we'll figure out that it's not true. And so many women and so many people have came out and done this, and then afterwards we find out that it's false. That it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. We don't know who to believe, and we don't know if they're telling the truth or lying. But I do say that I'm a Republican, so I want all the facts to come out in this case. I want to see all the facts. I'm just waiting and anticipating all the facts to come out. So I want to hear all the facts before I make a judgment on this. But to me, in my opinion, it seems a little fishy. A couple weeks ago, and it's still going on. They wanted the name of the Redskins changed. Everybody in America blew up and said, oh, I hate the Redskins. They have to change their name. And all this, so And then just, and then now, at this time, I think it's perfect timing is what I'm trying to say. I think it's weird that the timing was now, that 15, you know, employees that work for the organization step forward and say that they were harassed at work. And nobody should have to come to work and be bullied. Nobody should have to come to work and be harassed. If this is true, we, you know, hopefully we can resolve the situation. Hopefully, we can bring these people to justice. But just sounds a little fishy to me, guys. You know, all this outrage was going on, but due to the name of the Redskins, they wanted that change. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, perfect timing, 15 women step forward and say that they were sexually harassed at the organization. So, according to the post, the team declined a request to release 15 of the former females employees from non-disclosure agreements so they could speak on record. So, they don't want them to speak. And actually, the owner of the Redskins, the team owner, he has denied requests for interviews. He does not want to speak out publicly on this situation either. And, you know, it's very understandable. He is getting all of his lawyers together and getting out what he's going to say. So we'll see how this goes. But Emily Applegate, excuse me, was one of the female employees that says she was sexually harassed. It says Emily Applegate, who worked as a marketing coordinator before leaving in 2015, was the only woman who spoke to the newspaper on record about her experience working for the Redskins. The allegations, which reportedly ran from 2006 to 2019, would fall under unwelcome overtures or comments of a sexual nature, to wear revealing clothing and flirt with clients to close sales deals, the paper reported. She said, quote, "It was the most miserable experience of my life, and we all tolerated it because we knew if we complained, and they reminded us of this, there were 1,000 people out there who would take our job in a heartbeat." So basically, if they felt uncomfortable with this, and they wanted to speak up and say anything, leaders of the Redskins organization would then say, you know, "You're going to lose your job." Basically, there's 1,000 other people out here that would want your job, so speak up and you're gone. And, you know, I hope and pray that this did not happen. And it's very sad that so many people want to see this happen because they hate, you know, the name, the organization, all the leftists out there. They want this to be true. They want this to be a news line. They want to be able to use it for a political push. So they're out there hoping and praying that these people were sexually harassed. Me, on the other hand, I hope it's not true. I hope it is false. But we'll see. Washington owner Daniel Snyder also declined several interview requests, according to the newspaper, which was the Washington Post. So, guys, this is a major, major story. But I do, please go to @MAGANation45 on Twitter and let me know what you think about this, because it just sounds, like I said, guys, it sounds, I know I've said that a lot during this podcast, but it sounds really, really fishy to me. It's really, you know, it's perfect timing that 15 people would come out and, "Oh, I was sexually harassed," while the whole country is up in flames and the whole country is telling them, "You got to change the name." They want to destroy this organization is what's happening. But I want to wait for all the facts to come out and then I'll make my total judgment. So, kind of for a second, I do want to talk about Goya Foods, guys. Goya Foods. Goya Foods, the CEO of Goya Foods, I think is who it was at the White House, okay? And actually, he went to the White House during the Obama administration as well. He did not want to be rude and decline, you know, he does the invitation to the White House. That's a major deal. No matter who the president in office is. And actually, he did go visit the White House while Obama was president. The only difference this time, the president in office, his name was not Barack Obama, and he wasn't a registered Democrat. He was a Republican, and his name was Donald Trump. So now there's all this outrage. I mean, people are going insane. People are blowing up. People are going crazy. Don't buy Goya Foods. We have to boycott Goya. You can't buy any Goya products. Goya is bad. He likes Trump. And he never said, excuse me, that he likes Trump. He was just at the White House for a speech. During the speech, I don't even know exactly what he said, but he basically thanked the president for trying to help America. And I mean, everybody blew up. Now, I want to tell you the story of Goya Foods. So Goya Foods is actually the number one leading Latino cuisine. It is the largest Hispanic-owned food company in the United States, and they actually have some very good food. I know you guys have probably bought, you know, a taco kit or something, and they have very, very good food. So they are a Latino-owned, Hispanic-owned food company. You know, they were all immigrated from Spain. They all immigrated to the United States, and in 1936, Don Predadinko and his wife, Carolina, excuse me, sorry, I'm trying to read the story here. We're both from Spain. The Goya story is much about the importance of family as it is achieving the American dream. That's what it says on their website. So this is, I mean, this is the definition of what the Democrats love. People to immigrate to our country, people to come over to our country and thrive in America. The only thing that they have done wrong, and it wasn't wrong, but it's wrong to them, was he said, thank you, President Trump. And he accepted the invitation to the White House. So everybody blew up, and you can't buy Goya Foods and all this. And guess what happened, guys? Every Republican, every conservative, every Trump supporter, everybody who hates the leftist cancel culture, the cancel culture is getting too far. The cancel culture is some of the dumbest, absolute dumbest shit that I have heard while covering politics. The cancel culture is stupid. It is dumb. They are mad. They're all mad and upset. So they don't like what we like. So we're not gonna buy your food no more. Okay, what? Get over yourself. Get over yourself. Their parents didn't teach them well, is what it is. Their parents failed on that part. They made them little crybabies. It's sad. So here's what the Republicans do. Everybody that does not like the cancel culture, they go out and they buy all this Goya food. They buy a bunch of Goya food to give to food banks. And now Goya Foods had one of the biggest weekends in sales in their company's history since 1936. So yeah, that backfired very, very bad on the Democratic Party. It backfired very bad on all the liberal cancel culture ideas and their agenda. It backfired. And here's the sad thing, guys. The reason that he was even at the White House, I think it was to show respect and gratitude. I think it was showing respect towards Hispanic-owned companies or companies owned by immigrants, which is basically everybody. Everybody's an immigrant. You came from somewhere. But the point is, was to uplift them and respect them. Okay, and they were being respected mostly because they actually, during this pandemic, they were the first company to step up. They were taking foods out into New York and places that needed them. They were taking food out to the homeless. They were taking food to people that needed the food the most, and giving it for free to make sure that people ate during this pandemic. And then you get the Democratic Party, Hollywood, and everybody, all these celebrities, don't buy Goya food. Well, it backfired very bad. I think it's very sad that these people are trying everything they can to make sure that Americans eat during the middle of the biggest pandemic that has ever struck our world. And this is what you guys do to them. That's what the cancel culture is. That's very sad. Thank you to Goya Foods Very much. It's crazy. So just a couple more things that I do want to talk about. Did you guys see the major endorsement of President Trump? That's a major endorsement. The National Association of Police Organizations endorses President Trump. Listen to this. After they backed Joe Biden as vice president in 2008 and 2012. So they backed former vice president Joe Biden in 2008 and 2012. And now they are endorsing President Trump for his 2020 re-election campaign. And this is a quote from the organization. It says, "We particularly value your directing the Attorney General to aggressively prosecute those who attack our officers," the union wrote. Well, obviously, they are going to endorse President Trump. He's the only man out here saying right now, you know, we have to stop these people. We can't let our officers be attacked. Our officers need safety. They have to be able to... President Trump wants them to be able to go back home to their family at night as well. This Black Lives Matters movement is, you know, I always, when I do a podcast, I find myself retracing back, find myself going back to Black Lives Matters, okay? Because with all that's going on in our country right now, Black Lives Matters is destroying our country more than any organization I've seen. You know, everybody talks about Antifa. No, Black Lives Matter is destroying our country. They're dividing our country even further. I was not supposed to talk about Black Lives Matters on this show today, but I have to. I feel that I have to. I want to get this message out as many times as I can possibly get this message out. So, it's very simple. Okay, if you look at the facts, if you don't base your opinion off emotions, you base your opinions off facts. The facts are that there are more white people killed in our country every year than black people. That is a fact. That is a statistic. Okay, and then the Democrats come back at me. Oh, well, the black community only makes up, I think it's 13% of the population. Okay, well, that 13% of the population commits 50% of the crimes in our country. So keep up with me. There are more white people killed in our country. That is facts, that's statistics. There are more white people killed in our country every year than black people. Okay. Yes, the black community only makes up 13%, but they are responsible for 50% of crimes. So doesn't that tell you, just common sense tells me that yes, if the black community is responsible for 50% of the crimes in our country, then there is obviously going to be a higher amount of police enforcement, you know, in those communities. And there's obviously going to be a higher amount of law enforcement with the black community in general. So that tells me that you have you're obviously, it's common sense that you're more likely to have a police encounter. You're more likely because 50% of the population of the United States is committed by a population of only 13%. That is math, that is facts, that's statistics. Okay, and then we break it down that there are still more white people killed than black people. Guys, black people are not being unproportionately killed. It's not like black people are being killed out here every day. So here's what that does. That shatters everything that Black Lives Matter stands for. Police brutality against black people because white people do not experience it. That shatters that completely. And then when you say, oh, well, you know, the black community is only 13%. Okay, well, you make up 50% of the crime in our country. Therefore, you have more police enforcement and more police interactions.
But there are still more white people being killed in our country every day. So that shatters their whole movement. So then you got to think, oh, well, why is Black Lives Matter even a movement? The only reason, and I mean there's only one reason. There is one reason that Black Lives Matter is a movement right now. And that is to beat President Trump out of office. That is the only reason that we see these protests. That is the only reason that we see these riots, is to get President Trump out of office. Black Lives Matter is ran by millionaire white politicians, white Democratic politicians that make millions of dollars off of this organization. They tell everybody that Trump's a racist. The whole country is divided between Democrat and Republican. White and black, they divide by race, they divide by gender a lot, and then they divide by political status or political party. So they have the whole country divided, and then they blame the division on President Trump, and a lot of the American people don't know how to do their own research. They don't know how to look and actually see what's going on in our country. They don't make an opinion for themselves. They listen to what Facebook tells them. They listen to what Instagram tells them. They listen to what the fake news tells them, and they listen to what their favorite celebrities in Hollywood tell them. That's what Black Lives Matter is. Black Lives Matter is a false, fake organization, and it is only a political push. That is the only reason. It is a political movement to beat President Trump out of office. People need to understand this. You have to actually sit down and look at. You can't believe what everybody tells you. This is politics. That is politics for you. The Democrats are just taking it to the extreme. That's why we call them the radical left. They are very radical. They do not care how many lives are taken. Okay, I want to know why Black Lives Matter. Only the only black life that they stand for is if it is a white police officer that takes that life. That is the only, I mean, that's the only, the black life they stand for is if it was taken by a white police officer. And do you guys know why? It's because they can put that on the news. That's a news story that catches people's eyes. And then it's a political tool. It is a political weapon to use against the president. If there's 400,000 black babies aborted every year in our country that do not even have the chance to live. 400,000 black babies do not even have the chance to survive, thrive, live in our country. They are aborted. They are killed. Every year this happens. And then you look at all the killings, all the shootings. You know, most of them are black on black crime. Okay, and then if you look, I mean, I can break these facts down in any way you want me to. If you want to say an argument, I can come back at you because I know the facts. I don't just speak out of emotion. Okay. And then you look at these facts, okay? And then you look at the stats of how many black people were shot and killed, how many white people were shot and killed in our country. You look at that, and guess what? 95% of those cases, they were armed, guys. They were fighting back with the police. There are very, very, very few cases. Very little cases that there were actually, you know, excuse me. There were very little cases that, you know, it was for no reason, basically. It was, what's the word that I'm trying to look for, guys? There's very few cases that there was reasoning and there was no justified and unjustified. I'm sorry for that. I sound like Joe Biden there for a minute. I sound like Joe Biden trying to get words in my head. So basically what I'm trying to say to you guys is there's more white people killed than black people every year. And then out of those cases that are killed, almost every single one of them were justified shootings. And then you have Black Lives Matter out here doing this big political push. And then you get, they're brainwashed. Everybody's brainwashed like a bunch of zombies walking around here chanting what the Democratic Party wants them to say so they can get President Trump out of office. That's all this is. They are using the Black community as a political weapon, as a tool, as a gem. And it's very sad that they are doing that to our country. I cannot believe the extreme steps that the Democratic Party and Hollywood and the fake news media has gone to try to beat President Trump. And how in the world President Trump is standing strong at this moment, I will never know. It's very, very sad. But that's my view, and it's not just my view. That's the thing. It's actual facts. It is facts. This is not an opinion, guys. What I'm about to say right now is not an opinion. It is a fact. And that fact is that Black Lives Matter is a bogus, you know, some big bogus scam to try to get President Trump out of office. This is exactly what that is. That's just how it is. That's what it is. But I'm going to move away from that subject because I wanted to keep this short and I can't. People kill me, man. People kill me speaking out of emotion and not facts. You have to look at the real cases. Just like yesterday. I don't know if you guys seen the case yesterday, I think it was. I'm sorry that I do not know. I forgot the name completely of the man who was shot. But I've seen the Hodge twins post this. There was a man shot, okay, by police. Everybody starts going crazy, even though they released the body cam footage, okay? And the body cam footage shows, okay, they were detaining one suspect. And listen to this. They were arresting him. They had a warrant for three homicides. He had killed three people, and they were going to arrest him. Okay, his friend was there, all mad. Oh, no, you can't arrest him. I don't care how many people he killed. You're not arresting him. He pulls out a gun and shoots at the police officer. He shoots a gun. He's not a taser this time. He shoots a gun at the police officer's head. So the police officer shoots him. And then you have all these Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Oh my God. These people are so brainwashed. And so, you want to talk about somebody being in a cult? They talk about Trump supporters are in a cult. Yeah, you need to look in the mirror. I mean, it's crazy. But it takes me over to my next the next thing I want to talk about, and it is the surging violence in a lot of these cities. There's a surge in violence in a lot of these cities. So President Trump had an interview on Fox News with Chris Wallace, and he was blaming he's blaming it on, quote, stupidly ruined cities, is what he says. I love how he words this. I love our president. Excuse me. I love how he words this. He says, during the exclusive interview at the White House, Chris Wallace asked President Trump to explain why murder rates were up in cities like Chicago and New York. And I do want to point out that most of these are black on black violence. So every one of them black people killed, I want to know why their names are not hashtags everywhere. And they're not protesting for them because they don't care about black lives. They care about getting Trump out of office. He says, quote, I explain it very simply by saying they're Democrat-run cities, they are liberally run, they are stupidly run. That's very true. The president's comments came after at least 17 people were shot in New York City on Monday. And I don't know the by race, you know, the statistics by race, but I would almost guarantee you, certainly in Chicago, I'd almost guarantee you that 99.9% of it is black on black crime. So that means that many more people out of the black community has lost their lives. That means that many more mothers, that many more fathers, that many more children have to, you know, have to deal with their but their loved one not being there due to black on black crime, but their life don't matter. Their life don't matter is basically what the Democratic Party and Black Lives Matter are saying. Wallace pushed back on Trump's accusation the former Vice President Joe Biden, his presumptive opponent, wants to defund the police. Look, he signed a charter with Bernie Sanders, Trump said. It says nothing about defunding the police. Oh, and then that was what Wallace said. So Trump said, oh, really? It says abolish. It says, let's go. Get me the charter, please, Trump continued. Wow. And, you know, President Trump is the only one that's actually doing real work in the black community. The First Step Act. And then actually, after this happened, there's no more chokeholds with the police reform. President Trump is the only politician in a very long time that has actually helped the black community. And thankfully, there is a lot of people out of the black community that is waking up and realizing it. Trump has more support from the black community than any Republican president ever in history. There are a lot of black people that are starting to wake up and be like, you know what? I'm tired of getting used as a tool by the Democratic Party. And don't you think that this is weird that all of this starts to happen, you know, months before the 2020 election? Because Black Lives Matter is just another political push. That's all it is. It's not about Black Lives Matter. It's not about anybody's lives matter. It's about, we got to get Trump out of office. That's what it should say. That's what their shirt should say. Get Trump out of office. Get Trump out of office. Get Trump. That's what they should be shouting. If they really care about black lives, then they need to be looking at all about God. If they want to fix police brutality, that is okay. That's a good thing to get behind, because police brutality has been on the rise. But there has been a rise of more white people being killed than black people. I mean, come on. Come on. So that's what we need to solve. We need to look and we need to solve police brutality. We need to look and solve police brutality in general. We quit bringing race into everything. We do not have a major race issue. This is 2020. We don't have a major race issue. That's why when you bring race, 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 that's all I hear is race, everything, race. I'm a major NASCAR fan, and I'm tired of hearing a race. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, I have to end this podcast on bad news. For all the Taco Bell fans out there, you are not going to like to hear what I have to say. It is confirmed now that Taco Bell is basically taking away their whole menu. The only thing you can get is a crunchy taco, is basically what they're doing. No, for real, this is all the menu items that will be removed from the Taco Bell menu. This has been confirmed now. They are taking away quesaritos, loaded grillers, 7-layer burritos, all potato items. So anything with potato in it, you cannot get it anymore. The triple layer nacho, the spicy tostita, and the beefy Frito burrito. You will not be able to purchase at Taco Bell anymore. So that's 7 maybe? Yeah, 7 items that they will be taking off the menu. And that is their biggest menu items. Me, I'm a chalupa guy. So you know what? If I want a chalupa, I'll still stop at Taco Bell. Taco Bell is basically saying that this is it'll make it faster, it'll make it easier and more convenient for customers and employees who work in the actual stores to help provide the food. They're going to try to get it out a lot faster during this pandemic. I mean, it makes sense, but it really don't either. That's the subject that I wanted to end on, though, guys. It's a better subject than what I have been talking about. So I appreciate all of you guys joining in and listening, guys. Please, please, please go to at MAGANATION45 on Twitter or at Trump Support Nation and let me know what you think about this podcast. Let me know what you think about the Redskins bombshell allegations. Let me know what you think about the Taco Bell menu changing or anything else that you have on your mind. Please, if you want to be a guest on the show, all you have to do is let me know, or if you want to write questions in, please do that the same way there. I appreciate all of your guys' support. Oh yeah, almost forgot. I do not want to forget. Excuse me. So the $50 giveaway I will be doing in my next podcast. So my next podcast, I will be releasing the date that I will do the $50 giveaway, and I will tell you the exact steps on how to do the $50. And also on top of the $50, I have a few Trump bumper stickers for your car. I have Make Liberals Cry Again, Trump 2020. Trump 2020, no more bullshit, and Trump 2020, Make America Great Again, or Keep America Great, whichever one you want. I have a couple bumper stickers, I have a flag, I have a shirt, so I have a lot of Trump gear, a hat that I will be giving away, along with $50, we're gonna do different people, so you have a good chance to win. Please tune into my next podcast, I'll release it within the next couple days, and listen for your chance to win $50 or your favorite Trump gear. Thank you so much once again for joining Trump Support Nation. This is your host, Charles Amberge. All of you have a great day during Corona times and bully leftists. Have a great one.